Now, you can get new granite, natural quartz, or DuPont Corian counters installed in just one day. Easy to remember. Easy on your budget. That's the counters in one day way.
At Prime Tax Group of Colorado. So call them today at 303-770-1190. That's 303-770-1190. Prime Tax Group, 303-770-1190. New clients, mention this ad for a $50 savings.
Well, cars hitting the highway on your Friday morning commute, but we're still running stall and accident-free. All your overnight road construction, long gone. Good-looking drive on I-25 either side of the downtown area. I-70 Painting Boulevard looking good on your airport drive. The rest of the highways are in great shape as well. And one thing to keep in mind, the Cherry Creek Dam Road is going to be closed until Sunday at 5 p.m. for the annual Army Corps of Engineers inspection and maintenance. Farmers believes in smarter coverage because the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Find your local agent at 888-96-FARMERS or at farmers.com. I'm Chad Warner, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
KNUS Denver. Changing how Denver listens to the radio. This is the new home of Peter Boyle. News Talk 710 KNUS. The voice of the people.
Yeah. Rocking in the free world. We made it to a Friday, our first full week here on 710 KNUS. The voice of the people. The Front Range Speaks. It's just ticking over to 6 a.m. Drop them and grab them. Good morning, everyone. It's good to have everyone here. 710 KNUS on a Friday morning, July the 12th, 2013. Denver weather, 95 the high today. Woo, 94 on Saturday, 91 Sunday, Monday, 88, and back into the 90s on Tuesday. When you hot, you hot. We were down on streaming, I know. The guys just put it back up. And we're streaming across America, and there's really, you know what's really been so much fun is to get all of the people that contact us from around the country. And here's Fred from Florida. He's up this morning. This is how we knew that we were down. What's up? The KNUS internet radio stream is down. This came in this morning. I live in Ohio and finally got the morning off. And Bob, thank you. Bob from Ohio sends this. And here's one this morning. Peter, love you, man. Listen to you all the time on Brand X. Goes on from this. He's in Pittsburgh. Timothy Barco. That's a Pittsburgh name. Hey, Tim, good morning. And also the fellow in Ohio, Bob McTasney. Good morning to you, sir. So, and Fred in Florida. So everybody was sending, hey, wait, okay, we're good to go. 303-696-1971. Jason Howerton on the Zimmerman case at 7. And then a young woman, this was years ago, and Dick Sargent called me, and this was this young woman. Her name is Marie Morrow, and we have her picture up on the website this morning, 710KNUS.com. And she was the kid, if you were listening to us back then on Brand X, and she was in a drill team. And they had a balsa wood, looked like an old, the old Springfield 30-06. And they shot it in her car. And they were going to throw her out of school. And we were contacted. And actually, David Lane, attorney David Lane, got involved in it with us. And we were able to knock all of that down. And she's now in the Merchant Marine Academy. And I believe she's a senior. And so she's going to stop by phone with us this morning at 7:30. John Andrews is going to do a drop by as well for this big get-together that's coming up here in Colorado for the conservative movement. Well, we have a lot of stuff for you this morning, as promised, and we've got many things for you to see and have. Website, 710knus.com, and the apps are up. All the different ways that you can now hear 710KNUS, the apps video made by the crack staff, showing how you can, on. I have one on my phone. It doesn't mean I know how to put it up there, but the guys know how to do it. And you can watch this video, 710KNUS, for all the different ways. I mean, all of them, from iHeartRadio to Listen or to all these different ways for your tablets, for your phones, streaming as well as podcasting. So if you're stumped as, I couldn't do this. I love email coming in. This one coming. This is from in Midwest. Yeah, it just came back up. Hey, the staff went to work. The boys in the back room. Pull it off again. So the apps are up. Also, something that a request came in yesterday, and it was Shazam done. what we called the student rights card, the parent's paper. And this really stems out of some work we did at Brand X, because kids were being taken into principals' offices with police there, administrators, little kids, and in essence being grilled. And so I said, man, there's something wrong with this. And so we turned around and I said, you know, there has to be something done. It was like this, I don't get many original ideas, but this was certainly one of them. And had a lawyer. And if you remember at the time, Phoenix Pilot Airbus and a couple of other guys got involved in this. And this is to the bane of the existence of many people in the education system. And you go to our website this morning, and this is going to stay up there, because I know some people's kids go back to school. These guys are in these different schedules. Now, I remember when we were kids, man, day after Labor Day, you went back to school. No. Memorial Day to Labor Day. Now people are in all these different programs. So it says, attention. Due to my rights under the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, we test drove this. This holds up. Attention. Achtung. Attention. And by the way, well, I'll just read it to you. Due to my rights under the U.S. Constitution, I will not waive my rights to have an attorney and my parents or guardian present when law enforcement officials or school officials request an interrogation of any incident that takes place at school, at home, or any other location, public or private. Fairly simple, isn't it? There's not much to this. And so, please, there's all these different ways that you can take this from our website. And we have learned some pretty interesting lessons about what police will do, what officials will do with little kids. And so when you can take this to school, maybe even send it to school and have it be acknowledged that they received it. The administrators or the principal or someone in charge in the school must sign and say, I received this. So if they decide to take your kid for drawing a gun, for whatever kind of insanity that takes place in the politically correct universe of public education, they can't take your kid in and drill your kid without you being there or Larry being there or having a guardian there. This is one of the most, in a world of me being stupid, this is a very smart thing. And it just says attention. Your kid goes off to school. Mrs. Schmidlap? Yes, Blinky. Here, my dad said you're supposed to have this and sign and tell me that you got it. What is this? Is that from that radio station? I think so, Mr. Schmidlap. Here it is. Attention. Due to my rights under the U.S. Constitution, I will not. The kid's saying this because kids got rights. This is called student rights or parental rights. I will not waive my rights to have an attorney and or my parents or guardian present when law enforcement, school officials request an interrogation. That's not one of these, sit down, knock it off. Where's your homework? We're not talking about stuff like that. We're talking about the crapola that we have done story after story about, including, and some of the stuff gets triggered by Marie Morrow. And I'm going to tell her that today. Because they jacked Marie. That's a great kid. She's at Merchant Marine Academy. They were trying to bounce her out of school under the political correct nonsense of having that balsa wood drill rifle. Due to my rights under the U.S. Constitution, I will not win. And by the way, this holds up. Those of you listening in Ohio and guy back on the block in Pittsburgh and Philly and Florida and Texas, hey, print it. And how does it work? Is it a PDF? Is that what it is, you guys, that they can download this? Coach, that's what it is, right? Roll in here. We should get the crack staff on here. All right, here. We want to grab a microphone there. Pick the microphone of your choice. There's so many microphones in here. And then hit the button. Did you hit two? All right, now, how did you do this, sir? How was this?
Yeah, that's all you do is you click on that image of the student rights card.
Okay.
There right on the website. And click there. It'll bring up a PDF. Just hit print. You can save it. And then you can use that. And I can imagine handing that to your teacher.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to light somebody up with this. What is this again? Is that radio show? Yes, it is. Hello. Good morning. So that's all they got to do.
That's all they got to do.
Great work. Good work.
Download, hit print.
All right. All right. So it says, Attention, due to my rights under the U.S. Constitution, I will not waive my rights to have an attorney and my present parents or guardian present. When law enforcement, by the way, this man's a retired officer, or school official request an interrogation of any incident that takes place at school, at home, any other location, public or private. So we'll talk about that. That's going to just stay up. Also, what remains up on the website is Joel Gilbert's movie, Dreams from My Real Father. The trailer of The Innocence of Muslims remains up. Now I want to play you something. Hey, Kaish, want to do this? This is unbelievable. We actually put the video up because it's so strange. You hip to Nancy Grace, headline news. You got to watch it, but just get full benefit. Now, this is a guy who's on the other, he's got a split screen, and he's one of Zimmerman's buddies. And Nancy Grace cuts him off, just like the guys are doing TV. And he starts bringing up Trayvon being high. And because one of the things that Zimmerman said is, his kid's on drugs. So without further ado, and you want to get full benefit of something, here's the audio, but you got to see the video. It's up on 710knus.com. Case, if you would.
I want to talk about something more important here. You know, you keep talking about this gun. George had a concealed weapons permit. He had a legal right to carry that weapon with him. Okay?
Yeah.
And we talked about the Second Amendment, and you said something about before the Civil War. Well, in the state of Florida, the requirements
War?
Were met
what
by
in
Mr.
The
Zimmerman.
Hey? Okay.
You
Mr.
said
Taffy,
something
it was
about the Civil War before.
It was the
I want to talk
Revolutionary
about the
War when the Brits,
Grace,
the Tories, were bursting
right
into
carry
people's
that
home.
Weapon. Okay, he had every right to carry that weapon. He was a legal concealed weapons permit carrier. Okay,
a legal concealed weapons carrier? Did you just say that? A legal concealed weapons carrier?
He had a permit.
I don't care.
He had a permit to carry
care.
That weapon.
And you know what? Jeffrey Dahmer had a legal right to have knives in a boiling pot.
Just
that doesn't
like
mean
you
it's
have
okay.
a legal right to vote. You have the legal right to bear arms, and you know this being a constitutional lawyer on top of everything. So let's not go there that he was just sauntering about with a gun, looking to gun down a young black male.
That's the furthest thing from the truth. He was sauntering around with a gun. And again, Mr. Taffy, I appreciate you trying.
He was on his way to the target.
I appreciate you trying to recite history.
When he saw Trayvon on drugs, he said he's on drugs, and they found THC in his system. Did they not? He said this guy looks suspicious and he's on drugs. And what did they find in his system? They found THC, tetrahydrocannabinol.
Okay, Mr. Taffy, I appreciate your attempt at history.
He's still talking.
But it was the Revolutionary War when we got the Bill of Rights after that.
Guys are
old age. And yes, everyone has.
You got to see it to believe it. It is up, 710knus.com. So student rights card is there this morning. The Nancy Grace video from Headline News, the apps video, Broward County PSAs, Gilbert's movie, and the trailer. A lot of email. What a relief. He said, I was in California listening online. And then yesterday, and then you said, a caller, you read around the news. That's why I've been a devoted listener for decades. Well, thank you. Yeah, I say you read around the news. You don't read the news. Streaming you in every room in the house sounds great. Thank you. So we're up and we're rocking. Phone number is 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Now, if you were listening, by the way, lines are wide open. We came out without any saying that. So the lines are open, 303-696-1971. Hopefully, in a very short amount of time, we're going to have an 800 number. So an 800 number will be toll-free across the country. And we have visions of a 5 a.m. internet-only show and with some follow-up at 9. So if you were listening earlier in the week, we were talking about the Masterpiece Bakery and this man who refused to make a gay wedding cake. He didn't refuse service to gays on any and all of his other products, you know, bread and pies and, you know, cakes. And, but he didn't want to make, I argued, or is it art, whatever it is. Now, let me read you the story. I came across this story. This is, it's in Philly. Now, listen, give me a second here, we'll go to the phones. A judge has denied custody to a man who came to court in a Nazi uniform to get his son back. This guy has named his kids Nazi-inspired names. But when you read the story, this is the part that just jumped off the page to me. I mean, there's idiots everywhere, right? They tried to get a cake. They tried to get a cake made. It's exactly what we talked about. They gained, I never knew this story before, they gained attention in December of 2008 after Greenwich Township, New Jersey bakery refused to put, and this kid's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell. Adolf Hitler Campbell. You know, you got to be pretty twisted to, you know, and one of the kids is named Aryan Nations. My God. But the other, this kid's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell. So they go to the baker and they say, we want a birthday cake for Adolf Hitler. And they said, we're not going to, they refused him. And nothing. So I realize it's about who's ox in political correctness. But I didn't see any PCs run to Joyzy and say, oh, no, you got to make that Adolf Hitler Campbell cake. And the bakery is right. We're not going to make an Adolf Hitler cake. What? Of course. I wanted you to hear that story as well. We have much to talk about. We have full lines. Let's start with Ed. Hey, Ed, you're on the radio show. It's going to be 95 today. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. I just wanted to say thank God you're back on the air. My God, what a boring month. I'll tell you. That was horrible.
31 days, right?
Yeah. I think we need to be proactive and develop a 12-step program in case you go off again sometime.
That's right. When's the last time you listened to Peter Boyle's show? It's been 2 days. Remember that?
Yeah.
Last time.
So, anyway, but what I want to say is I appreciate your knowledge of history, the guests you have on, the information we get from you, and besides, you know, I was not going to get any more birthday or Christmas gifts because when my family asked me, well, what do you want for Christmas? Well, I heard about this book on Boyle's show, This Is What I Want. And I didn't know what I was going to do to find out good books.
Well,
so anyway,
yeah.
I just want to tell you I appreciate
all
you and
kind.
I'm just tickled you're back on the air.
Very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we go here. We go to John listening in Dallas. Weather this morning.
Hey,
brother, man, what's the weather in Dallas?
Hot.
When you hot, you hot. You hot. Roll them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hung out with you during the Democratic convention.
Is this John that...
I'm sorry. Hold on. I lost my earpiece.
Hey, brother.
Are you there?
We embedded... Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost my earpiece.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let me tell folks. When the Democratic convention came to town, and everybody was running around trying to suck up to, like, gee, if we can get an interview with Mrs. Clinton or... Teddy Kennedy was, you know, he was very ill, and they were hustling to try and get all these interviews. And they said to me, I'm at Brand X, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to go live with the protesters. You're that, John, right? You showed up that morning and worked.
I was hanging out every morning with you, getting the coffee.
We were down in the field together. You know what, brother? It's good. You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm going back to school. I got a grant, and I'm going back to school for substance abuse counseling. So.
God knows we need more of you. Seriously. No, I'm serious as
a
heart attack.
That thing with Zimmerman, though, man, I guess I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum because I think if I got some creepy guy following me, you know, maybe from New York, I'd be on trial for murder because I wouldn't have let Zimmerman get that close without pounding him.
It's just a weird, weird story, but I don't think, for instance, I'm watching the news a lot more now because I'm back in the saddle and listening. And they're making this claim the guy is a vigilante. But here's my question. How many vigilantes call 911 and tell them what they're doing?
Yeah, but, you know, he's one of these wannabe cops. And what, you know, it's stand your ground, not stalk and follow. I mean, if I'm walking down the street and I got somebody following me, I'm going to be wondering, what the heck is this guy doing?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
And just because he's got trace of the pot.
I understand that. I just think that... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
tracing the positive system, God knows how many times I've walked out of a bar with alcohol in my system. Did that give somebody the right to come after me?
Well, they had been through all kinds of crime, and I've read all these different opinion pieces that it really shows the lack of law enforcement. We can do all of those things, but what the stories out there now where this chief of police got fired because he went and arrest him and charge him, the Department of Justice in infiltrating and causing or citing or making big demonstrations. Zimmerman faces up to life in prison if he's convicted of second-degree murder using a firearm. Manslaughter, he could do a max on 30 years. I think they have so overreached on this, but I'm watching this last night, and I'm about a minute from the break, when I heard these guys talk about vigilantes, and I went, wait, hold on. Vigilantes don't call 911 and tell them what they're doing. I mean, I will see what happens. John, I don't know. It's wonderful to hear your voice, to know you're doing well. You come back to Denver, you come find me, okay, brother?
I will.
You made that happen so well.
I'll be in touch. I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you. And
that 30 days without you, I was going to go to a 12-step program.
Starts working number one.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
All right, we'll be good, bro.
All right, phone number is 303-696-1971. We have open lines, and this is open lines up until we will go and we will join Jason Howerton on the Zimmerman case. Marie Morrow, her picture is up on 710 KNUS. She's one of the reasons why we have the student rights, parents' rights card. And then John Andrews is going to stop by. We can speak about the Zimmerman case, wherever you'd like to take this. But I really like this story on the cake. And Adolf Hitler Campbell. And they, 2008, Greenwich Township, New Jersey, they want a birthday cake made for Adolf Hitler Campbell's third birthday. And the bakery said no. Not a word. Now, this baker that we have, this guy that we're defending, and I am an advocate of gay rights, I'm an advocate of gay marriage, but this guy has the right to say no. How about New Jersey? They want the Adolf Hitler Campbell cake. Not a word from the politically correct. 95 The High, 303-696-1971.
Friday morning drive still in great shape for the most part because your overnight road construction is long gone and we're running stall and accident free. I-25 looking pretty good. Starting to see a few more cars hitting the road coming down from Thorne to Northland, but no major delays. Tech Center Drive, northbound on I-25, running smooth as well. 225 looking good as you make your way through Aurora. And the rest of the highway still in great shape as well. Summer's here. It's hot. Time to revive your lawn with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive will get rid of dry brown spots caused by summer heat. For a lush, healthy lawn this summer, use Revive. It works. I'm Chad Warner, 710 KNUS, First Alert Track.
Dealing with the IRS is never something you want to do alone. You need the help of seasoned professionals that are available year-round to meet your needs and represent you.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Burrell of Prime Tax Group of Colorado. We are tax resolution experts located right here in Denver. If you're being contacted by the IRS because of late, misfiled taxes, or being audited, call us and we will meet with you for a free, no-obligation evaluation to review the steps we should take next. In most cases, we will help you become current with your taxes and reduce the amount you owe. We also offer a unique service to remove all tax lien information from your credit report, which then may increase your credit rating by 50 or more points.
Where do you get all this service at an affordable price? Only at Prime Tax Group of Colorado. So call them today at 303-770-1190. That's 303-770-1190. Prime Tax Group, 303-770-1190. New clients, mention this ad for a $50 savings.
During our beautiful Colorado summers, you should be on guard against seasonal pests such as flies, mosquitoes, and door-to-door salesmen. Hi, I'm Jordan Jackson, president of Security Central. Some of these pesky summer solicitors will be from the alarm industry, and unfortunately, they may use misleading tactics such as telling you they are from your alarm company and your system must be upgraded for continued police response. Don't fall for these deceptive pitches. Security Central has been protecting Colorado homes and businesses for over 40 years. Before getting stung, call us for a free, honest assessment of your alarm system. In most cases, we can utilize your existing equipment to provide you with the best local alarm service. Call Security Central today to receive free conversion of your security system and free monitoring for 3 months. Some restrictions apply, so call Security Central Incorporated at 303-721-0111 or go to securitycentralinc.com to see why Colorado families put their trust in Security Central.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kashinka. You may have noticed you're paying a whole lot more for shrimp this summer. Asia is fighting a new disease that has reduced shrimp output in Thailand as much as 40%. Driving prices higher in supermarkets and restaurants around the world. With production plunging, shrimp prices are up about 20% in recent months. Verizon could be on the hook for billions of dollars of unsold iPhones. The country's largest wireless carrier had entered into a $45 billion purchase commitment with Apple, but sales of the high-end phone haven't kept pace. How much action actually takes place during our national pastime? Not much. By Wall Street Journal calculations, a baseball fan will see 17 minutes and 58 seconds of action over the course of a three-hour game. That means we're spending 90% of game time seeing a bunch of grown men standing in a field doing absolutely nothing. On Wall Street, futures little change yesterday. The Dow Industrials soared 169. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for the first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Attention. Remain calm. He's back. Peter Williams on News Talk 710 KNUS.
26 minutes after the hour of 6, 626, 710